This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. And as I sit in for Mom this week, we'll be discussing and have been discussing this week. You need to get a hold of it if you hadn't been hearing this. We're going to be discussing promotion in a time of pressure. Now, that's something that a lot of people can't even hardly fathom. They can't even think about that because of the pressure of this world. But I'm telling you, I serve a God, we serve a God that is in the promoting business. He said, I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. And I'm telling you what, he showed me something in the Bible everywhere. God's system of promotion is loyalty. See, we studied this week about a word, hasid. And hasid is the character of God. And hasid, here's what it describes. It says God's character, and here's the meaning of it, loyal love. If you look it up, it says loyal love. So God is loyal love. Isn't that interesting? He's not just love, he's loyal love. In other words, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And we found out that in Scripture in the Old Testament, it talks about perfect love. And the word perfect means loyal. Anywhere you see the word perfect, it translates loyal. Well, listen to this verse. The Lord is searching to and fro, looking for someone who will he can show himself strong to. That means he wants to show off. And what a greater time to show off than now, especially in this economic system of the world. He's looking to show off for someone who has a perfect heart. Well, perfect means loyal. He's looking for someone who reflects his character. He's looking for someone who will be loyal to him and his covenant, be loyal to what God's called them to do, be loyal husbands to their wives, wives to their husbands, be loyal to your children. God will come down and promote and bless you just for that. And you weren't even asking God to do it. Be loyal to your bosses. God will bless you and promote you in your boss. You don't have to wait on your boss to promote you. God will promote you. God will give you a better job or a higher ranking in that job. You don't have to wait on them. You just do as God would do and be loyal. Reflect him. Remember, God said about David, he's a man after my own heart. David was so loyal. See, some of us were murmuring and complaining and getting mad at our brethren and this and that. David was so loyal that he wouldn't even kill Saul, and Saul was trying to kill him because he was a servant of God. He's an anointed servant of God. And here he could have done that to Saul, but no, David was a man after God's own heart. He was loyal. I'm telling you what, God is looking for loyalty. Praise God. And you know what? We talked about counterfeit loyalty. Amaziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Now, there's that word perfect again, which means loyal. Some of the things I want to talk to you about today are, let's see here. Oh, Genesis 17:1. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, what's perfect translate? Loyal. Now, think about that. Let's reread it again. The Lord appeared to Abram. This is before he's Abraham. And said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou loyal. You be loyal to me and I'll bless you. Be loyal to me because you're reflecting your daddy. That's my boy. That's my girl. That's my character. That's how I want you to be. Be loyal. You want promotion? You be loyal. Where's your promotion? Where's your loyalty? The Lord said, walk before me and be thou loyal, and I will make a covenant between me and thee and will multiply you exceedingly. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God's system of promotion. And why not be promoted now? Why? Are you going to wait until the economy's right? Are you kidding me? God's not waiting. He's searching to and fro, looking for someone to show himself strong so that he can promote his body. He wants to promote him and bless you right now. That would give him glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And so he said that to Abram. Well, there was many people in the Bible that he blessed and promoted. Enoch was one of them. In Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God, and he was not, for God took him home with him because of his faith, and he was transferred to heaven so that he did not have to have a glimpse of death, and he was not found because God has translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony still on record that he had pleased God. Glory to God. Isn't that something? There was Shadrach, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 30, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow to any other gods. And you think about that. Here this whole nation bowed. But not them. They didn't do it. They were loyal to their God. And you know what? It says in Daniel 3:30 that the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. I'm telling you what, because of David's loyalty to God, God promoted him and made him the greatest king of Israel. It's all through the Bible. Ruth to Naomi. It's all through the Bible. We talked about Daniel. Daniel was promoted that he separated himself. It says he determined in his heart. This is in number 6. Daniel determined in his heart not to pollute himself with king's food or wine, and he separated himself. And God blessed him. Why? For his loyalty. That's God's system of promotion. God goes by the heart. That's what he goes by. Now, we talked about some scriptures about how God goes by the heart. Remember when Samuel, the prophet, tried to pick David's oldest brother to be king, and God said, no, he's not the king. David's the king. And he told Samuel, he said, now look, men goes by the countenance. I don't go by the countenance. I go by the heart only. Proverbs 21:2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. Luke 16:15, Jesus said to them, you are the ones who declare yourselves just and upright before men, but God knows your heart. And Daniel determined in his heart not to pollute himself and be loyal to God. And you know what happened? Daniel was blessed with favor, knowledge, and wisdom. 10 times more knowledge and wisdom than the most educated. Can you imagine? That's what the answer, that's what the world needs now. People think it's silver and gold is what's going to fix the economy. It's not silver and gold. That's what's getting them in more trouble and more trouble. Wisdom is the principal thing. And think about it. Daniel, because of his loyalty to God, wasn't asking for wisdom, but God blessed him with 10 times more wisdom than the most knowledgeable, educated men on earth at that time. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, where is your loyalty? Who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to your pastor? If God has sent you to that place, God didn't call you to split a church or to start rumors or to be a gossiper or to judge whether sermons are long or short or wet or dry or good or bad. God didn't give anybody that calling. He called you. If you seek God, he'll show you where to go and where to assemble. Forsake not the assembling. Hook up with the church. But I'm going to tell you something. You are to be loyal to that pastor. Don't even joke about this or that or bad things. No, God knows your heart. You be loyal. You know, I was a coach for years, and I loved and I preached loyalty to my players all the time. And I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you right now, God's system of promotion is loyalty, a loyal heart. He told Abraham, be loyal to me. Now, we talked about Daniel, and I want to get to one person in particular here that's very interesting that you might be able to relate with, and that's Aaron. Now, Aaron is the older bro to Mo. I mean, he's the older brother to Moses, and he was by his side. Aaron was by his side, Moses' side, leading Israel out of slavery in Egypt towards the Promised Land. And he was there with Moses. He was loyal to Moses, and he was loyal to God. Aaron was a loyal man, faithful servant. But then there was a time that they separated for a while. And Moses went to Mount Sinai. And you remember about this. And for whatever reasons, Aaron's loyalty faded. And he does one of the biggest flops you could ever do. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, I've flopped, trust me. You couldn't have out-flopped Aaron. Aaron builds the golden calf. Now you think about this for a second. He built the golden calf. He built a god to take place of God, and thousands of people died because of it. Despite this outstanding flop, now watch God on this. His loyal service of many years to Moses and God far outweighed his failure but he still had to repent and reestablish his loyalty. And, you know, in the world, Aaron would have been fired. I mean, he would have been just, you're fired. But God called him for a purpose, and he called you who's listening for a purpose. And he has not given up on you. No matter, you may have been living years of lack of loyalty in your heart, but God has called you for a purpose, and he has not given up on you. And every time that you have shown loyalty, God has never forgotten that, because it reflects him. And Aaron repents and reestablishes his loyalty. And you know what God did? Now, I have found out through Mom, who knows this in Israel, and other rabbis, that they said this is a very, very prestigious part that Aaron holds, or a place. God used Aaron to establish the Israel's priestly line to this day. Can you imagine his name? He used it to establish the priestly line. God did not forget about his loyalty. He reestablished. He repented. He said, God, I'm sorry. You know what? I've been loyal to you, but I flopped, man. I built a golden calf. I don't think anybody can flop more than that. Maybe you've got some small little golden calves and you haven't been real loyal to God and you put other things in front of him. All you got to do is run back to him. His arms are wide open and he's searching for someone who will be loyal to him so he can show himself strong, so that he can bless you and show off for you. He'll promote you in ways you can't even imagine. He'll promote you now. Show him, start today, what kind of loyal servant of God you really are. You can do it. God will help you. And I'm telling you, he's waiting on you with open arms. He is such a good father. And I just thank him for that. And I thank God you listened today. Praise the Lord. And I want to thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast as we discussed this week promotion in a time of pressure. And if you're interested at all in getting any of these CDs, contact us. And for more information, you can get a hold of us at Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or contact our website at championsforchrist.org. That's www.championswithanS4christ.org. And we also have Champions for Christ. We're having a ski rally in Buena Vista, Colorado. It's our first one ever. We have a youth rally every year in Branson, but we're going to have a winter one. So, man, you don't want to miss this. I'm telling you, it's January 30th through February 1st. Just call the office. Again, 1-800-972-3447. Jeremy Pearson, Steve Munns, Go Ministry, myself are going to be out in the snow, and we are going to preach away. Glory to God. And we're going to teach these young people how to have a giant killing anointing. Praise God. Well, this is Chip Brim, and I'll just say, see you next time, and praise God. Shalom.